All right, it is a blustery Friday out there. We'll detail the weather forecast again coming up in just a few minutes. So the catchphrase for the Gretchen Whitmer campaign is fix those damn roads. But what's it going to cost to do that? Everybody's in agreement. That's probably the biggest issue facing Michigan right now. But both candidates have said that they intend to fix the roads, but at what cost? Emily Lawler covers capital politics for MLive.com. We've talked with her before, and she's on the line with us this morning. Emily, good morning.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So you've been writing about the candidates' plans. You've been diving kind of deep into what Bill Schuette wants to do to fix the roads, what Gretchen Whitmer wants to do, and the fact of the matter is there's no magic wand where this money's going to come from, is there?
No, I think certainly if there were an easy lift or an easy policy solution that, the legislature would have done that already. Probably.
Right, exactly. Short of calling in the National Guard to fix the roads, which is, assuming that both of these candidates, once whoever gets elected is in office, the labor dispute will be over with. What's it going to cost?
Yeah, so, the projection that I've been going off of is the governor convened this 21st Century Infrastructure Council that really took a deep look at the historic investments and the need that the roads have. And the number they're at is about $2.2 billion a year for roads, and then, of course, many millions more for other infrastructure, water, sewer, et cetera.
Yeah, what the state has already done, of course, the plan that they enacted last year, I mean, that money hasn't even necessarily become available yet. That's still not enough, though, to fix everything that needs to be fixed, is it?
Well, if you look at, the potential need of $2.2 billion a year, the 2015 road plan that lawmakers has got the state up to eventually, and it hasn't all kicked in yet, but $1.2 billion a year. So, there's a pretty significant gap there between what people say we need and what we'll actually have. A lot of people might not think that we need $2.2 billion, so there's that. But then there's also, the state transportation director for an article I was working on earlier this year, essentially explained that this $1.2 billion is great, but it's stopping our roads from getting worse faster. Mm-hmm. It's not necessarily making them better.
Yeah. So let's take each candidate and take a look at what they intend to do and where that money is going to come from really is the big question. So you want to start with Bill Schuette?
Sure. So when I was working on the stories, Bill Schuette did not have a written down road plan, but he told me orally that he had a couple key points. He wants to audit MDOT, make sure he knows where every dollar is going. He wants to put $250 million that he said the state would save from repealing prevailing wage into the roads. And he wants to ask the federal government for some assistance, some more money, something that he says his relationship with Trump and Pence would be helpful in that realm. He had a couple ideas there, but, the only number in it was this $250 million. And I should say he also wants to look within the existing state budget to kind of prioritize some funding for roads. The only number I could find is this $250 million, which turned out to be based on this study from 2007 that was based on some 2002 data. It's from the Mackinac Center, which is kind of known as a free market think tank. Some economists I talked to said that, they're pretty ideologically driven. So that number was actually highly, highly suspect, I guess, because
mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, the study itself didn't say that the state would save that much.
Yeah. Well, what about Gretchen Fix the Damn Roads Whitmer? What's she going to do to fund road repair?
So the crux of her plan, I guess first I'll say the crux she's been talking about, and then I'll say what she's not talking about.
Okay.
But, the part that she's been talking about is that, we definitely need to fix the roads. We'll put $2 billion of state money into this infrastructure bank and then draw down an additional $1 billion in federal money. So the idea of this infrastructure bank is that it's not like the money's just going to trickle down through what it trickles down through now, which is the PA 51 formula. I talked with Jay Rising, helped her form this plan, and he said that, one of the advantages of the bank was that they could really take a holistic look at the state infrastructure and prioritize. So, what she's not talking about, I guess, which is going to be the unpopular part of this plan, is how you get $2 billion state dollars into this bank to begin with. Mm-hmm. It's not as if, from the people I've talked to, that this $2 billion is just kind of hidden in the state budget. She talked about the potential for user fee increases. So that's things like the gas tax, that's things like registration fees. Those are going to be a heavy political lift. I think especially after 2015, when lawmakers did that, and it may not be super popular because people see that the roads are still, not as nice as mm-hmm. they thought they'd be.
Right. Yeah. It's this will come up in the debates, I'm sure. It'll be interesting to hear, Gretchen Whitmer ask Bill Schuette what he's going to do about the roads and vice versa, because, like you said, there are parts of these plans neither really wants to talk about, but it will come up in the debates, won't it?
I hope so, and I hope that they get a little more specific. I will say that Bill Schuette, since I reported this story, has released a written road plan, so there's a little bit more to go off of now. But that plan does not include that $250 million anymore.
It is the political hot potato that we've been tossing around for years here in Michigan, how to fix the crumbling infrastructure, and hopefully one of these candidates will come up with a plan. But like you said, it's going to come at a cost, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think one of the issues here is that a lot of people want new roads. Not a lot of people want to pay for them.
Yeah, so there you go. That's
you've got to strike that balance politically between getting something done that people want done and how you finance that.
Yeah, interesting stuff. Emily, we always appreciate your insight. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Hey, thanks for having me.
You bet. Take care. Bye now.
Bye.